say, sorry, it's unnecessary. Just don't, you know, retrain your mind not to be hurtful in the first place. To say sorry constantly is just unacceptable to me. It's not genuine when it just...
It's not just that the child got a problem and my friends get annoyed with me. It's just lacks of confidence. So it helps them better when friends are more compassionate. If you just kind of want to disappear, that kind of, you know, just, yeah, that's not...
But if someone is horrible, continually is horrible, and doesn't stop what they're thinking, just push it.
Yes, it's. I suppose. Are you saying that what happens is they do something inappropriate and then think that they can abdicate responsibility for it by apologising? Yeah, that's. I didn't get it first time. Yeah, that's a cop out, isn't it? I have a couple of acquaintances who, or friends, who are consistently late. And when they come in 20 minutes late and say, oh, sorry to be late, it's kind of like, at some point I'm going to stand up and say, no, look, you're lying as well as being late. You come and lie to me every time. You know, it's kind of because you're not sorry, actually. I know what sorry looks and sounds like, and that isn't it. Yeah.
Then it means that the I am sorry, when it's genuine for a real reason, is somewhat diluted.
I think that's the same with all useless speech actually.
Yeah.
So by kind of talking rubbish or talking meaningless stuff, it just devalues the whole thing somehow. Mm-hmm. So when you do want to say something meaningful, it's kind of lost in the rubbish of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But hard work is listening to something. You accepted, of course, it's hard work. Listening to somebody, yeah. For an hour that's actually pouring out really important stuff at you.
No, it's
this
it's
rubbish mixed in it can be helpful. Yes, of course.
And
that
like
is what you do. My apologies.
Sorry.
Well, there was somebody over here who was gonna say something?
Oh no, I probably misunderstood what you said as well, but you can't really sort of help anyone. So ready, or help us understand, but you can't even help yourself until you're ready. So the only thing you can do, I mean, compassion and love. You're not coined by Emmett Fox, that love, which is really beautiful poem. I mean, just give love and more love to yourself and to anyone who that listens. That's it, that's all you can do. Yeah.
If you have enough love for yourself, then you have some left over to give away. If you don't have enough love for yourself, you cannot give any away. It's Emmett Fox.
Well, one can always help, as it were. But in a way, that brings us back to the Buddhas in the six realms, doesn't it? It's like the help has to be appropriate to the circumstances. Yeah, for beings in the hell realm, then, well, there's this thing, isn't it? That it is a sin to preach religion to a starving man.
Yeah,
to a starving man.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, if somebody's starving, the thing they need is food. Yeah, if someone's, you know, in a great state of suffering, then, you know, they just need support and love, really. You know, that's the first thing that people need. So you have to kind of respond to people at their level of need, but I'll get to you in a minute. There's a concept of continuity of awareness in Buddhism. It's called sampajanya, samprajanya. And it's about you've got to have one eye on the goal, as it were, and one eye on where you are now. So that you've got a clear idea of where your orientation is. Yeah. And there's a great deal of difference in responding to people. Yeah, volition's very important, as it were, in how you act in life and having an idea of the context in which you're being kind to people, what your objective is in that way is it's amazing how much difference that makes, actually, when you start to notice it. It's a mysterious thing.
And that goal and that objective, if I understand what you were saying earlier on, is about your connection to people, it's about enabling them to grow and develop.
Yeah.
And that's essential.
Yeah.
What it is.
Yeah. Well, that's how I like to sum it up.
So that
Yeah, that's what your one is always doing in a way. It's kind of looking for that win-win. You know, how can we be in this situation in a way that helps us both move towards transcending what separates us in a way. Now that's a lofty ideal and one that I'm consistently crap at maintaining, but I'm not going to give up the ideal on the basis of my mere ineptitude. Okay, well, it's 10 past 10. Thank you all.